right now. And I told you that I'd be joined this morning by local Ward 22 councillor Privy Muckin. She's in the house as we get closer to, can you believe it's nearly Mandela Day again? And last year there was a really cool community project that Privy kicked off for her ward. Today we're announcing another one, a chance for you to get involved and to get behind this thing, which is for the benefit of the community at large. And Privy, welcome back to Radio Life and Style. How are you on a Monday today?
Good morning, Mike on the mic, and good morning to the listeners of 88 FM. I'm great. Thank
it's
you.
A bit of a nip in the air, though, but you're not afraid of that.
11 degrees this morning, but we are a resilient bunch, aren't we? Yeah,
absolutely. And hey, I can't believe we're talking about Mandela Day again. It feels like just yesterday you were in here talking about a really cool project that managed to galvanize some great support from the local community, local business coming together. Last year, what was the project for those that are scratching their heads trying to remember?
So, I'm surprised that people can't remember because it was such a cool one. But last year, what we did as the community of Ward 22 was we revamped a commuter shelter, so a bus shelter in Salt Rock. So a very well-utilized one on Basil Hewlett Drive.
Heavily utilized and sorely in need of some TLC after years and years of use. Eh?
Absolutely. Like, I remember when I was here last year, I still mentioned that it hadn't been upgraded since I was a little child. So I remember the original structure and it just disintegrated over the years.
Yeah, it was just a skeleton of a structure. Last year, you got the ball rolling and it's been transformed and is now like a really usable piece of infrastructure.
Absolutely. So it's highly utilized and aesthetically it looks incredibly pleasing. So following on that theme, so basically it is a common theme that I'm trying to roll out into the 2023 Mandela Day project for Ward 22. And we as a community have a very strong focus on creating a commuter conducive environment.
Yeah.
And that was obviously the purpose of doing that bus shelter. So you'll notice the common trend. So this year what we're doing is a commuter ablution block. So we're hoping to revamp that. So it's also very, very dated building in the Umshlali village.
But again, it's like heavily used and much needed.
Highly utilized on a very, very busy commuter route. Is utilized in the mornings and in the afternoons a lot by commuters from the greater community.
Yeah.
And that was the intention, that it's looking very, very dated, and it won't just be a vanity project. It won't be something that is revamped and left, because like I said, it is well utilized.
Wicked. So this is in the spotlight right now, and the gauntlet has been thrown down. I believe, we're only just discussing it now on radio, it's only kind of officially been announced and in the atmosphere for a couple of days, but you've already had some great local businesses standing up and say, hey, count us in, we want to be part of this thing, let's make it happen. Who has already come to the table?
So Mike, it's just the most incredible local business that partner every single time, and I think for me, I'm fundamentally an optimist, so I'll put out like a big appeal and just hope that people will come on board, and people do. And this time around, it's your regular players like Dolphin Coast Waste, Snow Kogan from The Workstation, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing, Reway, Talisman, Ohms Electrical, Wilcoat, J-Con. So it's your big players, guys that were involved with us last year and that are just willing to get stuck in. Hey? It's
big
quite
players,
incredible.
Big hearts and sort of setting the example, stepping up and leading the way and getting this thing rolling. I mean, that's already a solid, capable team you've got there. Is there still room for other players to chip in?
Absolutely. So, Mike, the project scope is quite extensive. And like I said, I'm an optimist. So I put stuff out and I just hope that it will come to me. And this time around, I've put out like quite a big wish list. So I'm very, very hopeful that people will come on board because it is quite a big project.
Compared to last year, it's significantly
on a much, much bigger scale. So the scope is actually quite extensive. It's things like repairs of broken sheeting, roof sheeting, repairing a new storeroom, replacing all the sandware inside the toilets, painting, electrical, plumbing, lifting up of paving. So it's actually very, very extensive.
It's quite a renovation we're talking about here. And but we know we've got incredible people on the North Coast, and we've got some brilliant skill sets, and we've got good hearts. And if this first group is anything to go by, if we can grow this and get some extra participants to throw their hat in the ring, this could be a really, really rocking project. And Mandela Day, how far away are we looking? I mean, what's our deadline?
So the actual project handover will be on Mandela Day, which is the 18th of July. But obviously, because of the scope and the nature of the project, we need to kick off and get stuck in immediately. Mm. And that's why I'm doing my appeal at least 5 to 6 weeks before the actual day. I'm not putting anyone under pressure, especially the team that's project managing it already.
For sure.
No pressure, guys. But we just need as many hands to get stuck in. And, I'm making a big appeal for material as well, because whilst a lot of these local companies are in a position to offer their expertise, sometimes there is a need for things like material. And listen, economically, everyone is battling. So I'm also very cautious to keep milking the same tree, you know.
Yeah, for sure. So, from a resources and materials point of view, if there are any players out there that might be able to help power this project in some way, shape or form, and we'd love to celebrate them and to shine a spotlight on everyone who comes to the party for this community initiative, because it's for the benefit of everyone who is using public transport, who's commuting, and who is part of our community. It's a selfless thing, and it's the legacy of Mandela Day, you know, being of service to your fellow South Africans. Right?
Absolutely. And, you know, Mike, I think we forget about the number of commuters that actually utilize public transport and the adversities they go through on a daily basis to get to and from work. I mean, I was looking at a post. Someone sent me a little infographic the other day with taxi fare and the increase in taxi fare and the challenges our commuters have to go through every single day. I think it's up to us as a community to ensure that there is a bit of a conducive environment for them in the morning or at the end of a long day, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you are fortunate enough to have a private motor vehicle mode of transport and don't use public transport, it's quite easy to be insulated from that reality and to not confront it and to not even think about it. But it is, as you say, it's a day-to-day reality for so many people in our community. These are people that we encounter every day. People that if you're not one of them, you're working alongside them. You're encountering them in the streets and just in our community at large. And this is something that, as you say, it is so foundational. It's used every single day. And if we can make life just a little bit easier for our fellow community members with this show of just love in action. I mean, for one gift a year, I think it's such a cool thing. And if there are people out there that are listening to this and think, I want to be part of this change, how can they get in touch with you?
So, Mike, they can get in touch with me. So I'm going to be obviously profiling the project on my social media platforms, which I've already started doing. So I started doing that about a week and a half ago. So they can follow me on the Ward 22 social media platforms and or reach out to me telephonically. My contact number is 073-664-1830. And I'm looking forward to partnering with our community on an incredible project.
Yeah, and we'll be tracking the progress and touching base soon, privy to see how things are getting underway and who else has heeded the call and has stepped up. This is going to be a really cool project, and I can't wait for the final thing to take shape and for the big handover. And looking forward to having another chat again really soon right here on the radio. What do you say?
Excellent. Thank you so much for the opportunity again, Mike, and cheers to your listeners.
Hey, more power to you, Privy.
Thank you.
On the radio, your local Ward 22 councillor, Privy Makin, with this really cool project for 2023 Mandela Day. Just around the corner, reach out and get in touch. Get involved if you've got the ability. You'll be blessed.